Thursday the 31st of December, Yudala Teves, Rabbi David Dunner, Yisocha and Zebulun.
This week's parsha, we have the brachas that Yaakov Avinu gave to the Shvatim. The pasuk brings down Zevulon lechayif yamim yishkain vehu lachav adiyos v'yakase al tzedain. Zevulon shall dwell by the seashores, he shall be at the ship's harbor, and the next pasuk continues with Yisachar. Is Rashi HaKadosh quotes the Medrash Tanchuma because Rashi must probably had a problem here. Rashi had a problem that till now when Yaakov Avinu was giving the brachas to the Shvatim, he was going in order of their birth. And then when he came to Zvulun, Yisachar was born before Zvulun, and the Torah HaKadosh mentions Zvulun before Yisachar. And therefore Rashi quotes, Shehoyo Zvulun Oisik B'Fakamatia. Zvulun was occupied in the business world, Umamtsi Mozoin L'Shevet Yisachar, and was feeding Shevet Yisachar, giving them their needs, V'Heim Oiskin B'Teiga, and they were Oisik B'Teiga. Which means to say that the success of Yisachar in Limud HaTeiga was it due to that where they got their sustenance from Zvulun, and therefore the Torah Yaakov Avinu was makdim Zvulun, mentioned Zvulun before Yisachar. And that is the known partnership of Zvulun and Yisachar, that Zvulun supports the Talmidei Chachamim and gets a chelek in the Torah. It is not mentioned in the Rambam, but in Shulchan Aruch, it is mentioned in Yeridea, in Siman Reish Mem Vav Sif Aleph, the Ramah brings down, V'yochoid Odom Lahasnois Im Chaveiroi, a person can make an agreement with his chaver, Shehu Yasik B'Teiga, that he will occupy himself in Teiga, V'hu and his chaver Yamtziloi Parnasa will sustain him, give him his needs, V'yachleik Imoi Biskar, and he will divide out the skar. In other words, he gets a chelek in his teigah. V'yachleik im kvar osak b'teigah, continues the more. After the person has learned, said, you learned so well, and you know, even when I have a shutfus in it, and I'm going to pay you for it, can I have a shutfus in your teigah? No, eina yochei lim kegeloi chelkoi, he can't anymore sell it, his portion. That means the only way you get the partnership of Yisachar and Zvulun is if one supports the Yisachar before he starts learning, one makes the agreement, look, you go sit learn, I'll look after you. Yes, then you get a chelek in his teigah. But if he's already learned, he said, you know what, you're struggling, you've learned, I'd like to now give you the money. You don't get a shutfus in the teigah that he had learned earlier on. It must be, the agreement must be made beforehand, that is quite clear in the Ramah. What I would like to discuss today is how much is one allowed to spend on such a deal? How much, what proportion of one's chosim is one allowed to spend on such a deal? What is the question? The question is as follows. There's a Gemara in Ksubas Dafnun Umad Aleph, where the Gemara says the following. Oma Reb Eloi. Reb Eloi said, Be'usha Hiskinu. And they enacted in the town of Usha where the Chachamim were, and various Tekonos were made there. Be'usha Hiskinu. Hamavazveis. Somebody wants to lavish out his money. Al Yavazveis Yisor Mechaimush. One shouldn't lavish out more than a fifth of what one possesses. Al Yavazveis Yisor Mechaimush. Tanya Namahochi. And we also learn like that in a Braisa. Hamavazveis Al Yavazveis Yisor Mechaimush. A Braisa. Somebody who's mevazvis should not give out more than a chaimish. Shema yitzdarich labrius. Because perhaps if he gives out so much money, maybe he himself will have to come on to other people. Shema yitzdarich labrius. Umaisa b'yechad. And the Gemara continues with a story with somebody. Shabikesh levazvis yoso mechaimish. He wanted a very kind person. He wanted to give out more than a fifth of his possessions. And his cover didn't allow him to do so. Who was the cover? Umani Rabbi Yeshevov. Rabbi Yeshevov didn't let him do so. The Omrila and others said, no, Rabbi Yeshevov wanted to give out that amount of money. Rabbi Yeshevov wanted to lavish, give out more than a fifth of his possessions. And who didn't let him do it? Rabbi Akiva. Umani Rabbi Akiva. So we see already the Tanoim, they didn't even allow people who wanted to support others, give out such monies, they didn't allow them to do so if it was a more than a fifth of their possessions. Is Rashi HaKadosh, there in Ksubas, says on this that Hamavazveis, Aliyah Vazveis, says Rashi, Hamavazveis le'aniyim. Somebody wants to give money to the poor, which implies that this limitation is only concerning the mitzvah of tzedakah. Because how you put in the word, la'aniyim, la'aniyim. However, if one looks in the Rosh, in Bava Kamma, in Perek Aleph, Siman Zayin, the Rosh there is discussing on the Gemara about Shlish, but there the Rosh says the following. She'ein odom mechuyev levazveis hoin wav. A person is not required to spend a large amount of money bishvil mitzvah achas because of any single mitzvah. One has no chiyuv to give out a lot of money. Vafilu hi mitzvah iveres, and even if it's a mitzvah that today is the mitzvah, kigoy esrug or nulav. Now, if I don't buy me a medium and it's sukkahs, I've lost the mitzvah for the year. Can you ask your lulav? But they're very expensive. They're more than a fifth. They're not expensive for my means. You don't need to spend a lot of money on it. And then the Rosh continues, v'gam tekon tiknu chachomim al yevazveis yoisa mechaimish. And the chachomim enacted a halacha of al yevazveis yoisa mechaimish, which would imply that he's using this din of al yevazveis yoisa mechaimish not only for tzedakah l'aniyim, but for any mitzvah. Tzedakah is a mitzvah, and the tariyot mitzvahs, and for no mitzvahs I say, does one have to spend that amount of money, even though it's a mitzvah iveres, and if you don't, you'll lose the mitzvah, it still doesn't matter, one does not need to spend that type of money. That is, so it's mashma, it's only any mitzvah, this halacha. And if one looks also, not like Rashi, and if one looks also in the Rambam in Sof, Hilchas Eirchin, he also seems to learn that it's a halacha by all mitzvahs. Because the very last halacha in Hilchas Eirchin says the Rambam, Le'olam lo yadish odom v'lo yachrim kol mechosov. And that's not really from a pasuk. A person wants to give away to Hagdish his money, lo yakdish odom v'lo yachid kol nechosav, should not give away all his possessions. And be judged from a pasuk, mi kol asher loy v'lo kol asher loy, it's a Gemara. But then the Rambam continues that somebody who does so, ve'ezu chasidus, it's not, you know, when I'm going beyond the letter of the law and I'm a very kind person, and the shtus, it's shtus to do so, Lashon Rambam, sharizem abed kol mamoinoi, because through that he's going to lose all his money, if he's managed all his money, v'yitzdarich lebrius, and he himself will have to come to others for support, v'ein merachamin olav, and one has no rachmonos in such a person. U'bezeu ki yoitza bezeu, and of such things, Chazal have said, omru kachayim chosid shaita. Anybody's called a chosid shaita. Then Elo continues the Rabbam, kolam mefazei b'mamayim mitzvahs, anybody who mitzvahs, or on tzedakah, on mitzvahs, al yefazeh yisa mechaimush, should not lavish out, should not spend more than a chaimush. So it's quite clear, and it's here, it's a strong galosh, it's al yefazeh, that a person should not spend more than a fifth on mitzvahs, that Rambam writes as referring to all mitzvahs, not like Rashi. Also, the Gemara in Siman Tov Reish Nun Vav in Hilchos Sukkah says the Gemara similar like the Rosh, Umi she'ein loy esrog aisha mitzvah veres, somebody hasn't got an esrog or any other mitzvah that is fixed at this time, ein tzorich levazveiz olav hoyin rav, but does not need to spend a lot of money. Like they said, once again, the Ramah is putting the two together. It's not as strong as a language as the Rambam, that you mustn't do it. It's because he puts down the Loshen Ein Tzorich Levazveis, not a comparison by mitzvahs. But we see that it's a din that refers to all mitzvahs. And therefore, I would like to know that when it comes to the mitzvah of Yisachar and Zvulun, how much is one allowed to spend on that deal? Does this also go into Aliyah Vazveis, Yisachar, Mechaimish, or not? Yeah, people want to make partnerships, people want to support. To what extent are they allowed to support in this? Isn't there a question? And let me share with you, please, a kasha. The kasha is a story in the Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Hey, a very interesting Gemara, where there the Gemara discusses that when we come up Lachamei of Eskim to Beis Nishal Milo, and we ask why we didn't over-occupy ourselves with Torah, we start giving excuses, so either we're too poor, or we're too wealthy, whichever it may be, or the Eitzah is too strong. The Gemara says what they're going to tell us in Beis Nishal Milo, give us examples. But there it brings down, if it claims that one had a family to support, and one had to posh and make a panosa, they're going to ask us then at 120, they're going to say, well, we were rather occupied. Umru olav, so they'll tell us, al hilil azokan, shebechol yoyim v'yoyim hoyoy, so every day he went out to work, umistakei ubatrafik, he made whatever that koi was, a small amount of money, he made a profit every day of a traffic. Half of it he gave to be allowed to enter the Beis HaMedrash. It used to cost money to enter a Beis HaMedrash. We didn't have sort of a takeaway fee for everybody, but and half was for his needs and his family needs. Now it couldn't have been very much, because if it cost to go to the Beis HaMedrash, half a traffic, so the other half couldn't have been that amount of money. But in any case, that's the amount that he spent on supporting his family. So what happened? He earned every day a traffic. And then half of it he spent on Libra Teira. Half to support the family, and half on Libra Teira. It's a mitzvah of Libra Teira, one of the mitzvahs. But he bowed to a bomb, a mitzvah of Libra Teira. But why spend more than a fifth? He spent 50% of his earnings on Libra Teira on a daily basis. And the advisor is Yaisa Mechaimish. Okay, so we'll ask Akasha when we get up there, Lemaila. But it's Akasha.
Could have let it home.
Come to that. Is this crash is not mine. This is raised by the Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Likutei Halachos. He sort of wrote on various Masechtos, there's a Sefer Likutei Halachos, where he writes the Halachos in the mainly Kotchulik Masechtos. And there, in Likutei Halachos, on Yuma, the Chofetz Chaim asks the Kasha. And he says the following, Mukach Mizeh. From here we can see, the Odom Sheina Yochai Lulmoy Biatzmoy, a person who can't sit and learn by himself, seemingly He's proving for this Gemara, Ein Yach Leil Megatzvai. Sheli Oymerzi, Umuchach Lizkoik Eizem Melamed, he needs to hire some Rebbe. Vehu Ish Oni, but he's a poor man. Shemuchach La Ruish Oni, yeah, Shemuchach La Viach. He's that poor, he has got his own trade, he sell bits and pieces to make his living. Even though he's so poor, he's got to be very prudent with his what he's earned. He's got to live with a bare minimum. And he's got to find somebody to teach him. So somebody's earning a very little bit of money, and he can't learn by himself, and he needs to learn. He's got to be very careful with what he spends, and he's got to have the money to get a rebbe to somebody to teach him. And don't start asking me, but my name is spent for mitzvah more than a fifth. Which, I don't know whether he means any stocker or other mitzvahs, but they're like, so for other mitzvahs, that's for stocker. Avloi le'inyin ta'ira, but not concerning ta'ira, they're not locked in the mitzvahs, loi le'inyin ta'ira. Ta'ira is different. She'u mechuyav le'ida oisa. We're obligated to know ta'ira. Every one of us obligated to know ta'ira. V'chayav lo netzach, and that is how we sustain ourselves in the eternal world. The kosh again, yeah, so he's got to spend that money on it and give over the bizbus yaisa bichaimish. The kosh again, sheni reshoi lechazi nechosav al meisnes, and all the more of money can't go spending on luxuries. The yechesalei alidezei yediza teila, because I'm going to spend money on luxuries or something that's not bare necessities, then I won't know teila that well. There's definitely no right to do so. That is how the Kovskayim writes. That means that the Limud HaTeira is an exception. But, yes, but where do we know that this mitzvah, so is this because of the Svara, because it's great? There are other mitzvahs, records all tell us that it's a shokul, but we don't find this halacha, because a shokul in a mitzvah, you've got to pay that sort of money. Where do we get the source from? If there's a halacha, Levazis Yaisa Mechaimish, and we're learning out in the Raman compares it to the Pasuk of Mikol, why in this mitzvah should it be different? Is it just a svara because Torah is so wichtig, or is there a mekoy to some extent? It can be built up from a svara, but it's got to pay out more. When it says, Ali Yitztari Chalabrius, yeah, I mean, we shouldn't put ourselves in a situation and say, so for this mitzvah, yes, it's Tariq the Brius. What exactly is going on? And I saw in the She'iltas, the Rav Achoy God, Gainim, and on the She'iltas, there's the Sefer Hamik Shaila from the Nitziv. There is a Gemara in Eruvin, but the She'iltas got slightly different nusach. And there it says, the Eichad Isle Rav Bimdina Sayom. Somebody's got a rebbe abroad. Bimdina Sayom. Mechayev lemezel gabei, says the Yehudas, one is obligated to go there, lemigmar minei teira, to learn from him teira. You've got to go there to learn from him teira. Where's the source for that? Domer avdivi bachomot. Now this is already Gemara and Eruvin. It says in the Pasuk, loi bashemayim hi, teira not bashemayim, vloi meheve liyomi, miyei lechlona shemayim, the Pesukim, as we all know. Yeah? So the Gemara dashes the following. The Omer of the Yechomer. My Viksiv, Loi Bashemayimi, Veloi Me'eva Layomi, She'im Bashemayimi, if it would be Bashemayim Teira, Tzorich Atolalis Achreo. You got to go after it, that's what the Nimi says. You have to make the effort, Tzorich Atolalis Achreo. Ve'im Me'eva Layomi, and if it's abroad, Tzorich Atolalis Achreo. You got to go and travel abroad. Mikan Atolalis. From here we learn, the Talmid Chacham, Sheyesh Dehorav in Medina Zayom, the Talmid Chacham was a Rebbe in Medina Zayom, Shetzoy Leila Chagarov, you've got to go after him. So it's not Stam Apostle, it's Halacha. If kosher. Loi b'shemayimi, loi b'tzinu toiv. We don't find teira lemi she magbi adat yela. Somebody's a balgaiva who's haughty. Magbi adat b'shemay. Ben harik abed, ben agoy sabed. Such people don't find teira. Loi b'ever yomi. Somebody's magbi adat. Yet a different dosha. Rabbi Mila Mandin, Rabbi Eichelen explained the pasuk differently. So the Nitziv points out that from Rabbi Eichelen you can see there's a halacha here. That it's b'mdina sayam, you've got to travel there. What's the halacha? Do you know what this halacha is? This halacha is that to travel is very expensive. To go to b'mdina sayam to sit and learn would be very expensive. That for Torah, you've got to spend a fortune in order to be able to learn Torah. It's here there's a source that by Torah's language, the pasuk of loy bashimayimi, loy me'eva layomi means that you've got to spend the money to travel me'eva layom to learn Torah. That's how the child is learned. So here will be a halakhitika pasuk, because even though gveilach, we say not all your money, but here there's a special pasuk. You've got to spend much more on Limud HaTorah. However, says the Netziv, that's Rav Dimi. But if you look at the Rambam, he doesn't bring this drasha. He brings Rav Yechanan's drasha. If you look in Halakha, yes, that somebody's got who's got a fault in his traits of character, his character. He's a Balgai with Evo Rav Torah. Rav Yechanan's drasha, not the drasha of Rav Dimi. So he says, La Halakha, there isn't such a Halakha you've got to give out extra money for limud haTorah. Ein halacha k'Rav Dimi, the ein chiyuv talmud Torah, and the kishah mitzvah zasei, the chiyuv talmud Torah, like every mitzvah zasei, sheloi mutzinu, shemachuyuv, latviach aleim evadil. We don't find that there's a chiyuv to go, me'eva layom to learn Torah. The halacha is not like that. And then he brings down that by all mitzvahs, all the various points, the halacha is k'Ravah. Then he continues and he says the following. Then it's it. Yeah, so obviously this won't be a la locha, there won't be a mekoy, unless you're going to say that Gemara argues, is, But really, the Nitziv then continues, and he says like this, I want to tell you, Roy Ledas, Shaloi Dibanu Elo Bechiyuv Talmud Torah. The discussion of Dini Rabbi Eichen is on the Chiyuv, on the obligation that we have to learn Torah. To what extent we must spend on that obligation. And he said, Paskening, that we don't hear, is like all mitzvahs. Avol Be'avas HaTorah, Lemishe Chofetz Bo, in the love of Torah, on the person who desires it, Ein Kates, there is no limit on Avas HaTorah. Ukva Omar Rav Yechanan, and he brings down other Mekayas, that in Avas HaTorah, there is no limit. And he says that, Be'em is a Falishah mitzvah, if a person has taken on a specific mitzvah, he's allowed to spend much more. So what is he saying? He's saying there's another pshat, that for Avas HaTorah, one can give out more. One can give out more. Now, the truth is that the Tziv is here saying, a Pasuk, a Gemara, Shiltas, there might be a Chiyuv, according to Rav Dimi, to give out more for Talmud Torah. Now, it won't help me if it's only for Talmud Torah, okay? That's for one's own learning, fair enough. But that's all for Torah for itself. But what about for other people's Torah? To support someone else, it's not for my limud haTorah, and that's not a mitzvah of supporting Torah. We find that even in support of Torah, one also gives out more money. One also gives out money. The Braisa in Maseches Kala and Eilech Meshita Begbetzes brings down in Ksubas says the following. It brings a story as follows. That, let me just find it in here, the Braisa. Yeah. It says the following, that Amru all of our Reb Tarfon, Shei Oshi Godel. Reb Tarfon was a very wealthy man. time to invest into property. Should I buy you one or two cities? And he agreed to him, and he gave over a huge amount of money to Rebbe Akiva to buy, to go and invest. After some time, he met Rebbe Akiva, and he asked Rebbe Akiva, no, let me see my investments. Can I please see where they are? But what did Rebbe Akiva do? Although Rebbe Akiva had gone along, Yoav Shlish Laniyim, he had invested, giving a third to the Aniyim, Ushnei Shlishim Cholak Lamasnin Ula Oskei Beraisa. And the other two thirds of this investment he put into those who are either learning Masnin, that's Mishnah, or Oskei Beraisa, learning Gemara. Kad Ashkechei, so when Rebbe Akiva met Rebbe Akiva, Omalei Heikanum Nasi, let me please see the investment. Omalei Kenisi Nechaba, Omalei Umayiska, Kulum Tovoy, is it a really good investment? Omalei Tovoy Yishapi had the less off. It was a fantastic investment. Ayla Lebei Medrosha, he took it to be some Medrosh, and he started showing him around the A's, Bote Medroshim, and the people sitting and learning. And this was here to support Torah. It wasn't for one's own Limud HaTorah. It's where is the heter of his body. Now you're telling me Rebbe Akiva didn't hold of it, but Rebbe Akiva didn't let Rebbe Shegel spend the money at the beginning of today's talk, when it says, Ani Vazi Yisim HaKavish, Rebbe Akiva stopped Rebbe Shegel from overspending, somebody could overspend to that amount. Was it pshat? Is I think the Netziv is telling us a Berger de Kazakh. The tin of Ani Vazvei's Yisim HaKavish. Why Shemo Yitzdarich Libuyas? Because perhaps we'll have to come on to others if we overspend, if we won't have money, enough money left for oneself. And it speaks about mitzvahs. What about if somebody is going to spend, case, they're buying a house, Matika and Evert, we buy a house, we mortgage ourselves, I don't know to what extent, and then we've got to be meister v'hoyle because it never finishes, etc., etc. Is there a look at Ali Vazvez Yisim Mekhaimash? Shemis Daik V'yoni? Who knows the interest rates will suddenly shoot up? Shemis Daik V'yoni? I mean, is there such a look? Because the whole reason is you mustn't overspend on a mitzvah, you might have to come on to others. So on one's own needs, is there also such a look? There isn't such a halacha. It doesn't say anywhere one isn't allowed to only up to a fifth and leave the rest in cash flow, in case Shemo Yitzhak Lebis. There is no such a halacha. And I noticed that from the Chofetz Chaim itself, one can see there's no such a halacha. Because in the Likutei Halachas, when the Chofetz Chaim writes this din, he writes after he wrote that for Yedias HaTorah you got to live frugal and seated, then he says that Avadi, you can't spend loads of money on moistness or luxuries, and he won't be able to learn because of that. But not because Shemi Yitzhak Lebias, you can't spend a lot of money, just because he won't be able to learn. So that means there is no such thing. You see a person spending more than a fifth, and say, Shuldik Debit, don't spend more than a fifth on any event because Shemi Yitzhak Lebias. Because it's a sheer in what the Torah gave us, what we've got a chiyuv in mitzvahs. Now, how we have a chiyuv in mitzvahs, to what extent must we give of ourselves to do a mitzvah? So we said, ad chaymash, but when one's doing it for one's own interest, for one's own personal living, whatever it may be, there is no such halacha. Of course, a person should be sensible, that's a different thing. But there's no such, the din of Ani Vazvei's Yisim HaKavish is a shear in Maisa Mitzvahs. It's not a shear in the way one's meant to live, about style of life. Therefore, I think the Netziv is saying the following. It comes to Limud HaTorah, or any other mitzvah, there is no chiyuv of more than a chaymash. And we don't paskin like Avdimi, even for Limud HaTorah, it is one and the same. But for Avas HaTorah, what does he mean by Avas HaTorah? For Avas HaTorah means I've got a love for Torah. It's my own interest. What I'm doing for my own interest, I'm doing the Maisa Mitzvah, because that is Kiheim Chayeinu Ve'ichameinu. That is my enjoyment in life. This is what I want to do. So then it's no different than if I'm buying any of my own needs, I'm building a house or buying a car, whatever it may be. And there's no din of only chaymash, because where you're doing it for your own sake, not just for the sake of the mitzvah, there is no halacha of Ali Vazvez Yisim HaKavish. So if I'm building a home, it's going to cost me more than a chaymash. Or I'm learning because I've got a shmak for this home. Or because I've got an avas HaTorah, I've got a love of Torah, and therefore I want to support Torah, I want to learn Torah, and spend more than the fifth, I'd be allowed to. Because there the simba I'm doing it, the cause I'm doing it, it's not the Maisa Mitzvah. It's my own interest, my own ava, my own rotzen that wants to do it. Of them, on that, there isn't that limitation of Aliyah Vazva's Yesor Mechayvish. And therefore it would come out that if one does a Maisa Mitzvah, Bishvil HaNa'osoi, for his own benefit as the Lashon of the Netziv, there one would be allowed to, and therefore one was supporting Yisochon Zvulun, and was making a geshef. It's a business. Look, I can't sit and learn, you sit and learn. And by that is again, not because of the mitzvah. That is, I want the schar of that. It's a business deal, I can do as much as any other business. I can go and even borrow in the bank money in order to do that, because it's my own business.
It's a partnership, therefore you can put it as much as you like.
That's right, as much as you like. It's a pure partnership, nothing with the mitzvah. It's a partnership, but I want to get a certain schar, I want to make a certain profit, it might be a spiritual profit, and on that there's no limit whatsoever, and on that you'd be allowed to put in any amount. And therefore, this is Bezudu Mitzvah, and Bezudu Mitzvah, that's what he also means, that it's your cry of Lonetzach, it's your eternal life, so you're looking after yourself. You're building up your cry of Lonetzach, and on that one is allowed to spend to whatever limit one is allowed. Right. Okay, now I know that time is more, but let me just, if I want to conclude, just a bit of practical halacha. One or two things of the Aliyah Vazvas Yaisim Echaimish. You won't mind if I spend one more minute, because now we know that limit. We'll accept it. I would like this very interesting halacha. The reason is Shami Itzdaich Labrius. In the Bi'a halacha, it's mashma, that if in any case somebody is a tzayga, in any case, a tzayga chlebrius, only you should have to seek support. If somebody in any case being supported, then there isn't any more halacha of Aliyah Vazvas Yaisim Mechaimish. Shami Itzdaich. Yes, I know it's interesting, but the Bashmois in the Bi'a halacha in Simitovich and Vav is that if it won't make a difference, that's his lashon, if there won't be a difference to him, maybe he would have to take more, but there won't be a difference to him, then he says there isn't a halacha. And in Chochmas Odom, a person who's in any case is being supported, so he's being supported in any case, maybe he says, but it won't make that difference, in any case you have to be supported. I'll tell you what, it's not yet, okay, I'll explain, you're quite right, let me explain it, you're right, the Ram says in Sukkah, the Ali Tzaych Lebrius is not because Yedim's Cheshire. It's not Yedim's Cheshire. The Ram says, because only Choshe can make, it's the Cheshire of the person who's receiving the money. Either I don't need to come out on a mitzvah to that extent that I'm going to make myself kamis. I'm going to come unto others to be supported. That's how the Ram explains it. Not because it's your Cheshire. Thy mistress, nothing to do with you, it's to do with the person who's being supported. And it's that I don't need to do my mitzvah to the extent that I'm going to be mevazah myself, be like a mace. The answer is, kamace nechshav, that I'm going to come unto Yenim. But in any case, I am at that extent. So it doesn't make a difference to that halacha. Then there's no din of Aliyah Vazvas Yaisa Bichayim. So let me go to the other extreme. The Chochmas Odom says quite clearly, that he's got in any case to keep himself going, and don't say yes to
it. He did.
Yeah, he did.
Collecting. Because his father didn't give enough.
Okay, so he wants to be besaken, that what his father, but no right that you've got to, but he's got no halacha of Aliyah Vazvas. And no halacha in Avas Chesed of the Chofetz Chaim, and this is really interesting, the idea is Aliyah Lebrius, a wage earner on a fixed wage, where his employment is not at risk, yeah? A person who's got employment, and gets every month or every week, whatever it may be, a certain amount of a wage. So if he's got money left at the end of the week, but it's at the end of the week, but next week he's going to get his wages again. He's allowed to give away even the Yaisa Mechaimish, because in the Dali Cycle of Weas, every week he earns that amount of money, and therefore there isn't an Ali Tzarech Labrius, which is also a very interesting halacha. So a person who's a fixed wage earner, got a fixed income, he would be allowed to give away from his earnings more than after he's done parnasas beisai. The last halacha, but the Chofetz Chaim just goes and says that, well, there's two of them. One is the Mishnah Rishayna in Peah that says somebody who wants to give more than a chaimish because he needs kapara al chatov as a kapara, Yochel Levaz Vizyaisa Mechaimish. And the last halacha is that if he's in any case mefazer ma'isov, as the Chofetz Chaim is going, lislabi big de rikmo, he's mistaken. In order to buy designer clothing, he spends his money. Oh, lodu behavlei covered to live in big houses, whatever. Then avadi, he didn't seem to be bothered about it. As a him, there won't be the p'tor of Ali Vazir's Yisrael Mechaimish.
Some of his money. Why do we need extra expenses?
He's got a spare.